This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Spanair SA acknowledged on Thursday that the MD-82, involved in a takeoff crash at Madrid's Barajas International Airport, had undergone repairs after aborting a previous takeoff attempt. It's still unknown whether that squawk had anything to do with Wednesday's disaster, which killed 153 of the 172 people on board. Bloomberg quotes Javier Mendoza, head of operations for Spanair, in reporting the plane's flight crew noted an air intake fault, returned to the gate, and the problem was, quote, isolated before the second takeoff attempt. The airliner ran off the runway on takeoff for a two-hour flight to the Canary Islands, broke apart as it struck the ground and caught fire. Investigators are not ready to confirm witness reports that one engine was already on fire during the takeoff roll. Spanair has been for sale by its owner, SAS. Researchers at Standard & Poor's now say Spanair will likely not survive an expected wave of lawsuits long enough for a buyer to be found. It's always shocking to read of an airline tragedy, but the fact is they don't happen very often. On Thursday, Robert Sturgill, acting administrator of the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, spoke to FAA employees to mark the 50th anniversary of the FAA's founding in 1958. He told them they deserve the credit for making aviation much safer today than it was 50 years ago. Quote, "The women and men of the FAA over the years have pulled together in one direction to create the safest transportation system in the history of the world. Through all of the changes and technological hurdles, you've made it so safe that when asked about the most common cause of an accident, we have to pause and say, today, there is none," unquote. You can read the unedited text of Sturgill's comments in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. If you were angered by yesterday's story about damage done to nine American Eagle regional jets by a TSA inspector trying to climb the fuselage using air temperature probes as ladder rungs, just hold on. ANN has learned that incident at O'Hare International was not this inspector's first time doing it. Fortunately, in Tuesday's incident in Chicago, maintenance crews discovered the damaged total air temperature probes before any of the planes took off. At least 40 flights were delayed. A flight crew member who wishes to remain anonymous for obvious reasons told us, quote, "After one of our ORD mechanics caught him doing this, he explained that he could damage the TAT sensor. The agent then admitted that he used the sensors many times in the past doing the same thing. Another aircraft did have a damaged number one TAT sensor that was discovered on the morning of the 16th at ORD that the mechanics suspect was caused by the same agent," unquote. An additional report has confirmed this account and adds that a delay created by that incident was actually reported to passengers on board the affected aircraft by the frustrated flight crew. A recent Transportation Security Administration memo appears unrepentant, quote, "During the inspection, TSA's inspector was able to pull himself inside of an unattended aircraft by using a tube that was protruding from the side of the plane. TSA encourages its inspectors to look for and exploit vulnerabilities of this type," unquote. We're still hearing from industry sources and even TSA insiders about this mess. Stay tuned. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Northwest's unions are hopping mad over an employee survey. United names a new VP of operations. And United's pilots want passengers to get their peanuts back. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll wrap up a fascinating conversation with Carter Aviation Technologies' Jay Carter Jr., who thinks one day we may actually go to work the way George Jetson did. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.